Is that loud?
Oh, these stupid headphones.
We have to get a more professional start to the podcast.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
It's a podcast.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their longboards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
Oh, God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Woo! Fly like an eagle. Are we going to be talking about that in the podcast today?
Probably.
Okay. Then I won't talk about it right now.
Good.
I got to see an eagle up close.
They're scary.
They're huge. I had no idea that it was going to be this. That it was like the size of a mid-size golden doodle.
And all once you lock eyes with their claws, you're like, ooh, that thing could mess you up if it wanted to.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Those things, death from the sky, they are.
Yeah. My review, birds are weird.
Birds are freaks.
Yeah, but beautiful.
Yeah, we'll explain later in the podcast why you saw a bird yesterday.
Yeah, I now have a pet eagle. It's in my house right now. I think a lot of people are upset by the fact I have a pet bald eagle, but...
you got him leashed up in the backyard while you're at work?
You do you, and I'll do me. Leave me alone, man. Can you imagine if somebody had a bald eagle in their house?
That thing would mess your house up.
Oh, yeah.
I saw one out walking my dog over the winter in the river valley, and the guy got like a 50-pound dog. He's not huge, but he's not small.
You sort of wondered.
But I was like, that bird could just take my dog.
Oh, yeah. I bet you they can take small dogs. Sure.
Probably just grab him in his claws and fly away.
Yeah. Isn't this usually where we talk about stuff we like?
Oh, yeah, right. It is Friday, isn't it?
It is.
Hooray!
Yay! Yay. My thing is music songs.
Wow. This music. Week. All right. What was getting your attention?
I love the Black Keys. I love that band. Yeah. Why don't I just marry him? This album, the new one came out last Friday. It's called Ohio Players. Bloody fantastic. It's way more produced than previous Black Keys albums. Like there's been some production on their albums before, but this one is kind of lush at times.
Ooh.
It'll, songs will sort of all of a sudden weave into a 90-second hip hop type thing. It's fantastic. It's so creative. I love it. And one of my favorite songs on the album is a song called Fever Tree. And it has one of my favorite things in songs. It's when people start going, na, 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 na. When there's na, na, nas in songs, that's my thing. I love it.
Is there a band that the two of them seem so unapproachable and like they have no sense of humor whatsoever, but then when you see their music videos and their album artwork and everything they do, they do have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Like they're so weird. At times they look so serious, but then they're also so relaxed.
You and I have both met them in person, right?
I met Patrick Carney, yeah.
Okay. I met them both once.
Marry them.
Yeah. Backstage, and it was so intimidating. It was, like, I have huge respect for their music. I really like what they do. But I didn't find that experience overly warm. I'll just leave it at that.
Patrick Carney, he wasn't too bad when I met him. I did an interview with him in his dressing room.
Yeah.
For a show here in Edmonton years ago. And, like, I'll always remember he had, like, this really nice-looking leather jacket on a couch. And he's just like, you can just sit on that.
Sit on the leather jacket?
And I was like, I'm not going to sit on this guy's coat.
You should have been like, well, do you mind if I wear it for the interview? Put Patrick Carney's motorcycle jacket on for an interview?
It's like, no, I'll just shove it aside. That's okay.
Isn't he married to your girlfriend, Bryce?
Who? Vanessa Carlton? Is that who that is?
No.
Oh, my God.
Because you're everywhere.
I'm blanking on her name.
Michelle Branch.
Michelle Branch. That's the one. Are they still married? They had a...
I know she phoned the police on him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they sorted things out.
At the very least, they were married.
They have a baby together, so they must be married. don't you love her? I thought you loved Michelle Branch.
I mean...
Or is it just that song? Am I thinking of the right song?
I mean, that song, and that's the song we've talked about before, is used heavily in romantic comedies.
Oh, yeah. The scene where Typically, it's the woman in the love interest in the rom-com. This is where she sort of, I don't know, discovers she might be falling for the guy she accidentally bumped into in the bookstore. And then she dropped what she was carrying and he bent down and helped her pick it up.
And they touched hands?
They touched hands. Yeah, that's the clip that plays
then every single time. That song swells.
Yeah.
You're everywhere.
Yeah, you sound just like her.
Yeah.
But anyway, you two thumbs up to the brand new Black Keys album, Ohio Players.
Okay, that's cool. I do like the Black Keys.
Yeah.
They are fun. Me, I tried a new show this week.
And this does not sound promising.
I got one episode in and it sucked.
What is it?
It's called The Regime. It's like, it was on HBO. It's a miniseries. It's only like 6 episodes or something like that. And Kate Winslet is in it.
Yeah, I like her.
And I'm like, oh, she's really good. And to be fair, she's good in the show. As her acting is good, but the show was weird. So the description of it made it sound like she's the chancellor of a European country. And I was like, ooh, this is going to be a fast-paced political drama. And turns out she's like the chancellor of some made up Eastern European nation, but she's also a germaphobe and a hypochondriac and has completely isolated herself. And like, there's weird storylines going on. And
yeah,
it was weirder than I was expecting. And I wasn't ready for it to be weird. So I gave it one episode and ditched.
You know, what's funny when you say her job is she's the chancellor.
Yeah.
It's like, usually when you watch a movie or a TV series, a miniseries, whatever, the main character has a job that you go, oh, that'd be a cool job. Like advertising agency, airline pilot, ER doctor or something. No kid goes, God, if only there was a series about a chancellor. Like that's, it just seems like a weird premise.
It is. And it's done weird. And
I don't even know what a chancellor does.
I think there's a chancellor of Germany, right?
So
what I was expecting. I think it's like a prime minister.
Okay.
And so that's what I was kind of expecting it to be, but it was a little bit different and odd. Maybe it gets different after the first episode, but I bailed.
You know what I bailed on?
What?
Ready to punch me?
Oh, no. Did you bail on The Gentleman?
I did. Can't do it.
Is it just because you haven't had time to sit down and enjoy it?
Every time I sit down to watch it, it's like I get interrupted and I have to keep going back and I can't.
Yeah, you can't go back 1,000 times.
No, and I think that's what happened. It was probably a fine, fine show, but now I'm irritated when I put it on because I know I'm going to be interrupted for something.
The next time you're alone for a few days,
yeah,
that's when you give it a throw. You can watch it at your own pace.
Okay, maybe I will.
I started a new show, though, last night. It's called Fallout. It's on Amazon. It just came out a couple days ago. It's based on a video game.
Oh.
I've never played the game. I've heard of it, but it's like The Last of Us. Like, you don't have to have played the game to understand what's happening.
Is it sort of post-apocalyptic?
Post-apocalyptic, yeah. There's like a nuclear fallout.
I got to remember this because I saw a preview for it months ago, and I thought, that looks like my kind of thing.
The reviews for it are through the roof.
Really?
Like, apparently it's really good. The first episode was really great. So, like, yeah, there's like a nuclear disaster, and then it's these people who have lived underground for a couple hundred years.
Oh.
And now they're kind of at war with the surface people, and so it's far-fetched, but
it's not Silo, right?
No.
Okay.
No. And it's pretty neat. Very violent.
Ooh. Well, I can't handle that.
Which is fun. But if you're looking for something, and I think they put all the episodes out at once too, which good. Is nice. So you can go and binge the whole thing.
Yeah. I don't want to be owned by the streaming service.
So that's what I'm going to watch this weekend. The rest of Fallout.
Fallout. Okay. Good one. I'm going to watch that.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
It's on the internet, where your Uncle Ron gets way too political.
Fun fact, did you know that Lube City started out as Lube Hamlet?
Ooh.
Then it became Lube Village, Lube Rural Municipality, Lube Town, and eventually Lube City.
Wow, the evolution is really beautiful.
I know. If you go into any of their locations, ask to see the archives, see the very first location of Lube Hamlet.
I was a fan of them back when they were Lube Hamlet. So I've been a fan since the beginning.
Yeah, they've been around forever. So, I mean, they've got so many skilled people working there. If you need an oil change, you need your winter tires changed over, you need new wiper blades, go see Lube City. You can find, they got 27 Alberta locations. Find the one near you at lubecity.ca. Don't go to Lube Hamlet, though. They shut that website down years ago.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast. It's like radio, but on the internet. Wow!
Does that sound normal to you?
Yeah, that had a good rhythm to it. It was easy to jump in midway through. That's a sign of a good clap.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Solving the world's problems one podcast at a time.
Clapping. Oh, clapping. That's what Clap Check is the name of a brand new segment on the show where you call in, you clap on the phone, and we tell you whether you have a weird clap or a normal clap.
Yeah, we really only get half the picture this way.
Yeah, yeah.
Because obviously the visual is a big component, but at least we can determine your pacing.
Mm-hmm.
The
volume.
The connection you're making, palm on palm.
Yeah, yeah. Because that Connor McDavid video, I did watch it the other night when he didn't dress for that game, and he was just sort of clapping as the team came off the ice. A lot of people are saying his clap is weird. It looks normal to me.
Didn't look that strange to me. When I first saw the video, it didn't stand out. He holds his hands maybe a little far out in front of him and claps.
Well, it's like one of those, yeah, come on, bring it in, boys. It's like one of those claps.
It seemed more like a rally clap, which is a different clap than like if the Queen were here.
Exactly. It'd be a weird clap if the Queen was nearby or if you were at a ballet. It'd be a weird, yeah, it was awesome. Like, it'd be weird. I think it would be. But I was so self-conscious. I was thinking about my clap yesterday. First of all, I went and saw, it was way more powerful than I thought it was going to be. I went and watched an eagle that had been rehabilitated over the past year. I went and watched it be released back into the wild yesterday afternoon out at Métis Crossing. Ever been out there? It's by Smoky Lake.
No, that's kind of interesting, though, to see a rehab predator bird, especially
I had no idea because I didn't get to touch the bird, but I got close enough I could see it. It was huge.
Yeah, their feet are no joke.
It was massive. So it was really kind of cool. Like we all stood on the riverbank there. There's probably about 100 of us. It got really, really quiet. And one of the indigenous elders was holding the eagle. There was a guy singing and drumming. And then it got really quiet. And then they let the bird go. And it just, it hadn't flown on its own in a year. So it just took off. And it was almost like it was putting on a show for us. It was spectacular. I've never seen anything like that before.
And then eventually it flew into the horizon.
And it was gone. Yeah, but it stuck around it flew probably for 5 minutes for us. Like, it'd soar way up and then come swooping along the river. Anyway,
pretty neat.
It's beautiful out there. Métis Crossing, look that up sometime. And it's open to the public. You can check it out.
I swear I saw a video one time of this family that rehabbed a bird that got hurt in their yard and brought it back to life. And they let it go and it flew right into the window and died.
Oh my God. That was not the end. I was thinking that story was going to...
It was a pretty wild video. Yeah.
Wasn't that owl in New York City recently, too?
Oh, yeah, right.
He flew right into a window.
Oh, man.
Okay, this is... this took a turn. But anyway, I was at this thing, and I was so aware of... There were some speeches and stuff, and I'm thinking, do I have a weird clap? I don't know. I thought it looked pretty good.
Different scenarios require different claps. So this majestic eagle going like...
Nobody clapped. It was silent. Ooh. It was spectacular.
Maybe the clapping would spook the bird? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody said, over my head means just shy of a standing ovation. Oh, okay. So if you clap up really, yeah, okay. Then next step would be to stand up. Somebody else said, my wife is an abnormally loud clapper. I don't have the heart to tell her. Well, give us her name. We'll tell her.
Some people need to learn the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I take great pride in my claps.
Yeah.
It's the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Some people clap weird. That Connor McDavid video, I don't think that's all that weird.
Yeah, yeah. The headline of the story is Oiler fans obsess about the way Connor McDavid claps his hands. And it didn't seem that weird to me at the time. I reviewed it, and it still doesn't seem that weird.
It'd be a weird clap if you were at a funeral and somebody had just delivered like a really good eulogy, although I don't think you clap at funerals.
But also, like, it wasn't it wasn't a top shelf clap. Like, I wasn't in awe of his clapping either.
No, no, no. It was just a normal clap that you'd see a guy do.
It's a mid-pack clap.
Yeah, it's a little hints of bro in it.
Yeah.
Like a little bit, yeah.
Like hands extended a bit in front of him doing the clap. It was when his teammates were coming off the ice the other night.
Yeah, when he didn't dress. He took the night off. So now I'm all up in my head worrying that my clap is weird. We've got somebody on the phone for clap check now. Hi.
Hi, I was calling in for a clap check.
Okay, clap check. You're on the air. What's your first name?
Jen.
Okay, Jen, do you want to set your phone down for a second and give us an example of your clap, please?
You bet.
Okay. Yeah, that's, it's crisp. You've got a nice crisp clap and great cadence.
Thank you. I think I have a pretty loud clap, but I've never asked anyone.
Yeah, do you... It wasn't until I was at that thing yesterday that, and there were a lot of speeches and a lot of opportunities to clap, and I thought, do I clap weird?
I wonder that every time I clap, but I'd be like, you know, can't just ask people if I do, hey.
No, but that's one of the services we provide here at the Garner Andrews Show is clap check. And what's your first name?
Jen.
Jen. Jen, no, your clap is perfectly normal. You clap with confidence.
Oh, thanks, Garn.
Okay, have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Yeah, people keep pointing out we probably need a better name for clap check than clap check.
I like it.
It kind of implies perhaps an STD or an STI.
Maybe a bit, but that's part of the charm. And I agree with your assessment of her clapping. Good, crisp, very even slaps. The sound stayed consistent the whole way through. Maybe a touch fast for me, but...
Yeah, yeah, you could slow it down. Like, if I had one pointer, and obviously I agree with you, it's the one note we would give her, slow it down a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, but I would rather a clap be too fast than too slow. Too slow makes it sound sarcastic. Yeah.
It's like, we're really happy for you. Like, yeah. That's what that sounds like.
Yeah, a few people have pointed out Justin Trudeau apparently had a weird clap.
I did.
At a hockey game or something. It rings a bell.
It was like...
It was really fast, I think.
It was... Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Yeah, the fast clap is no good.
Yeah, that was a weird clap. Anyway, 10029 if you want to text your clap to the show. If you want to call the show, what do you got?
Someone just texted and said, I slapped the side of my leg instead of clapping. I'll do that at a hockey game if I'm holding a beer in one hand.
Yes.
And I do the thigh.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't quite have the same...
If both hands are free and you're doing a sly slap, a thigh slap clap, it looks, it throws off hints of indifference.
It's better than nothing, but you're right. Just barely better.
Yeah. So if both hands are free, two hands. Okay.
We're doing important work.
Yes, we are.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Clap check. It does. We get it. We get it. We named it hastily. It probably needs a better name.
I'm a big fan of it. It makes you think. It's like an onion. It's got layers.
Yeah. Somebody said, so I'm not a clapper. I'm a whistler. Like two fingers in the mouth whistle.
Ooh.
And I get mixed reactions. Usually the people in front of me cringe. But then some people will be like giving me two thumbs up and I'll be like nice. And they will be like nice whistle. That's a strong whistle.
Yeah. Any negative reaction to the whistle is bred purely out of jealousy. And I know that because I am very jealous. I wish I could. I've tried. I've looked in the hours I've spent looking in a mirror trying to make myself whistle with two fingers. And
you know,
the failure.
Have you tried watching YouTube videos?
I have.
They're out there.
Yeah.
They look ridiculous.
Like, it's so easy. Just do this.
I can't do it.
I can't do it either.
So when someone at a hockey game or a concert whips out the whistle, like...
Or when you need to get everybody's attention, like, there's one whistle guy in every office, and ours would be Al Ford, our program director, because he can do that whistle. That he does the horseshoe fingers, the thumb, and the index finger.
Uh-huh.
And he puts them in his mouth, and he can get anybody's attention. But there's only like one person in every office that can do that.
So if you see a negative looking glance coming from me while you whistle, just know that it's just I'm more upset with myself.
It's pure jealousy and pent up rage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody said my favorite. Oh, we were talking about your favorite songs because my favorite songs all have a na 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 portion in them.
Sure.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somebody said, do you mean like Hey Jude from the Beatles? Yeah, that's a good example.
That's probably the best example.
It's a great example.
Did they invent it? They may have.
No. It was around before that, I think. But then there's the new Black Keys album. There's a song on there I really, really love called Fever Tree. And guess what? Yeah. God, I love that.
Yeah, that sounds like that Beck influence creeping in there.
Beck does it too.
Yeah, he's good at the na-nas.
Yeah. But that's how we started. We went on this tangent about songs with hand clapping in them. I Googled hand clap songs. Holy crap. Tons of them. Tons.
And they're all bangers.
Oh, yeah. There are no bad hand clap songs, really. I don't think so. And everybody waits for it. I think the best example of a good hand clap break in a song, though, is the theme from Friends. Right?
Ooh, yeah.
That part.
No one told you life would be this way. Yeah.
And every time you'd watch that show, you'd be like, nope, not gonna clap this time. You'd even put you'd put boxing gloves on. You'd have your friend handcuff your hands together and then put them in a pillowcase. And for some reason, you still managed to give the... It was irresistible. You could not clap along with that. So
it's not beginner clapping either.
No, that's fast. That is super fast.
Pretty quick. And you don't want to do too many claps.
Do you feel like maybe we've talked about clapping too much and it doesn't even sound like a word anymore?
It's weird how many thoughts about claps I had. I didn't really... They were rattling around in my brain, but I never really put it all together.
Yeah.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Hey, Garner, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm good. I heard that you're talking about a clap check.
Yeah.
But I was thinking you might also want to consider doing a knock check. You know, a door knock. Some of them are really strange. I help people with their communication skills, and I was working with this doctor on his bedside manner, and so we did a mock, you know, thing where they come in and check things out. So he knocks on the door, and it was the most ominous, like...
Now, was it sort of like...
Yes, it's like you're going to get the worst news ever coming from this doctor. It was not a good sign.
Yeah, did you help this doctor correct his door knock?
Yeah, actually, because it also speaks for you. I mean, you know, it definitely sends a message. So we had to work on the door knock first, and then we had to work on the other stuff.
Okay, no, this is interesting. What about in movies? Have you ever noticed that a person goes... to knock on somebody's door, they go bang, 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 and then they immediately start ringing the doorbell too? What is that?
I don't know. People are a little too aggressive on that.
Yeah.
That's something I work on for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if you go to a house and they have a door knocker, or you could just knock on the door, do you use the door knocker or do you rap on the door with your knuckles?
Oh, there's no way I would use a door knocker. Never.
Yeah, it's kind of an aggressive knock, isn't it?
Yeah. I would feel like it might fall off. There would be a big issue. It might be like this big booming thing that echoes through the house. I don't want that.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this is interesting. Clap check, knock check.
Yep. I think it's a good one.
Who knew? Thank you for the phone call, by the way. Who knew you could hire an expert to help you dial in your door knock? I had no idea. That's fascinating to me. Also, oh, she's gone. I wanted to ask, too, have you, at my house, at my front door, there's also a couple of windows right there. I've noticed a lot of the time, it's different if it's somebody I know, but I've noticed quite often people will come to my door, ring the doorbell, and then lean over and look into the house through the window. That's weird to me. You got to stop doing that, unless I know you. And even if I know you, if I don't know your middle name, don't look through my window when you ring the doorbell. I'll get there as soon as I can.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
I'll admit when I was wrong. I'm a big enough man. I can admit it. I don't like the tone you took with me, but wow, all these years... So we were talking about songs with hand claps in them and how addictive those songs are. And in particular, I pointed out the Friends theme. I'll be there for you with the... So anyway, I was arguing with people saying there are 5 claps and everyone's like, there's only 4. And I'm like, whatever. And then I listened to the song backstage a few minutes ago, and no one told you this part right here. That sounded to me like four claps. This part. One, two, three. Can you slow it down a bit? Let's just review on slow. Wow, one more. Wow. I learned something on the show this week from you. There are only four hand claps in the Friends theme. I've been doing it wrong for what, like 30 years now? When did that show off the air? It's been a couple of minutes.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
This does not seem like a real thing to me. And it probably is, but it's just so ridiculous. It seems like a joke, but a no-score version of Scrabble. I mean, they don't want you to just use your old Scrabble board and your old Scrabble tiles, the ones you keep in that Crown Royal bag. They don't want you using those because they got points on them. So you have to buy a whole new game that has no points on it. You just spell words, which seems ridiculous to me. Isn't that the point of Scrabble, to keep score and gloat at the end of the game? I thought that's what it was all about. Would you play a no-score version of Scrabble? Somebody wrote in and said, oh, because we were talking about how Scrabble, how many relationships have ended? How many families no longer speak to each other because of Scrabble? And then somebody wrote in and said, I thought Monopoly was the family ender. I think you're probably right. How many lives have been ruined around the kitchen table playing a game of Monopoly? And then I see Bryce wrote back to this person and said, maybe there will be a no buying things version of Monopoly. I can't imagine. You just drive by and look at the hotels. You just drive by and look at the railroad and the utility companies. Bleh. Which reminds me of a conversation I had the other morning with Lane Mitchell. He came into the studio. He's on right after me, and him and I are just standing in here talking for a couple of minutes. And I don't know how we got onto the topic, but we just started discussing, you know, retail therapy. How sometimes you just buy stuff to make yourself feel better, but then you max out a credit card or two, and then you're like, oh, now what? And I'm not saying that Lane has maxed out his credit cards, but he said to me sometimes he'll just go on Amazon and put stuff in his cart and then not check out. And then he'll remove it all from his... He gets the... Is that the endorphin rush? Is that what you're looking for by shopping? He gets that by just putting stuff in his shopping cart and then not buying it. Is that a real thing people are doing? Like online window shopping? Just online browsing? Are you doing that? Anyway, well, I'd love to find out more about this, if this is actually a common thing people are doing.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Did you hear what I was talking a few minutes ago? I had a conversation with Lane the other day, Bryce.
Mm-hmm.
Lane was telling me that sometimes he'll just go on Amazon, put a bunch of stuff in his cart, and then not buy it.
Just likes to look at it, hey?
Well, yeah, but he said that he gets the rush from almost like he bought it. So it's like retail therapy without spending any money.
That makes no sense.
No, but I mentioned it on the radio here, and a whole bunch of people said, oh my God, I do that too. Somebody said, yeah, I definitely do that. And then you get a bunch of emails from the company that says, hey, looks like you left something in your cart. Sometimes they offer you a discount too, apparently, if you leave something in your cart.
This flabbergasts me.
So obviously you don't do this.
No, I've never even thought of it. And adding things, like I add things to the cart all the time if I'm just like, if I'm thinking about it, but I don't get a rush off of it. I don't get like a runner's high off of this thing. It does not feel the same as actually buying something.
Yeah, it's almost like online window shopping. Online, you're just sort of browsing. You're not going to buy anything. You're just kicking tires. I guess you kind of do the same thing when you visit strange grocery stores, though, when you have no intention of buying anything. You just walk a grocery store in another town just to see what it looks like.
I don't know. I guess. The same thing? I don't know. I just don't understand the rush you would get off of putting something in your cart only to not buy it.
Yeah. Oh, well. This kind of goes back to treat yourself. Sometimes people just treat themselves to putting stuff in their Amazon cart that they don't intend to buy.
Someone just texted, said, I do the same thing. And yes, sometimes you get deals if you don't buy it.
Oh, look at that. It is true.
Wow. Amazon hack.
Hmm. Okay. Well, if you're not in a hurry to buy something, put it in your cart, let it sit there for 6 months. See if you get a better deal, I guess. It's a great feeling to shop but not spend. At least if it's in my cart, I can get it at a later date. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
You put it in your cart just to save it.
Yeah, I'm not doing it to feel alive.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Theme music by Garner Andrews.
Guests of the podcast enjoy old candy in a jar that's unlabeled.
Mmm. Mystery candy.